This is Jay Sekulo in Frankfurt, Germany. Two American military killed by a radical Islamist screaming Allah Akbar, and a Christian leader killed in Pakistan. His crime? He was against the blasphemy laws.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulo Live.
Another high-profile assassination has left moderates in Pakistan reeling. The victim this time was the only Christian minister in the federal cabinet, gunned down outside his mother's driveway in an attack that left his relatives howling with grief.
Minister Bhatti, we forgot one question in the interview. Your life is threatened. By whom? And what sort of threats are you receiving?
The forces of violence, militant band organization, the Taliban and pro-Al-Qaeda, they want to impose their radical philosophy in Pakistan. And whoever stand against their radical philosophy, they threaten them.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
When I'm leading this campaign against the Sharia laws, for the abolishment of blasphemy law, and speaking for the oppressed and marginalized, persecuted Christian and other minority, these Taliban threaten me. But I want to share that I believe in Jesus Christ, who has given his own life for us.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulo.
Welcome to the broadcast, everyone. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We have just played for you excerpts from a video that's been released from the now assassinated minister of Minority Affairs in Pakistan. He was the only Christian in the cabinet. He was assassinated just 2 days ago. His crime, that he stood up against the blasphemy laws and opposed Sharia law applications. At the very same time, two soldiers in the United States, from the United States, two military members of our military, were killed in Frankfurt, Germany, in broad daylight, on a military bus. The person perpetrating the crime, screams Allah Akbar, and we're still debating whether this was an act of terror or not. Then take it to the Gaza Strip, where their Minister of Education said, denying a UN-approved curriculum for the school, said, we will never allow teaching of the Holocaust in Gaza. So this is what we're dealing with, and we wanted to focus our attention today on this issue very directly. We want your comments on it, because folks, understand, we've got two members of our military killed by someone screaming Allah Akbar. We've got a proposed protest that was supposed to take place today in front of the White House on Sharia law in America. Then we have the situation in Gaza. And, of course, the Middle East. And, Jordan, you've been following this carefully, but our phone lines are open for your comments. 1-800-684-3110. Do you know what Sharia law means? Do you know what it means for the United States and for our Constitution? Our phone lines are open for you. 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. Jordan, the latest from Pakistan. We're going to have an interview with Shahryar Gil from our office in just a moment, but very troubling.
Well, yeah, I mean, when our office there, our purpose is to defend the Christian minority. This was the most high-profile Christian in Pakistan. He was the only Christian in the official federal government there in Pakistan. He was the Minister for Minority Affairs. That's his job, was really for the non-Muslims of Pakistan to have some representation in the federal government. And, of course, he was killed. You remember that a governor in Pakistan, the Punjab province, who was a Muslim, but called a blasphemer because he thought that the blasphemy laws should be modified in Pakistan, he was killed, a Muslim killed. He became a martyr and became a blasphemer to his own followers of his own religion. And now they have killed the most high-profile Christian in Pakistan. An eradication of Christian leadership and those who are sympathetic to moderating strict interpretation of Sharia law.
Folks, we've got a great educational opportunity for you today. I wanted to follow this up because of what happened yesterday for our military men and women. You need to understand what Sharia law is. We have a great movie. It's called The Export, Radical Islam's Attempt to Subvert Our Constitution and Our Way of Life. We've got a pamphlet that goes with it. The number, if you want to get it, we're sending to you absolutely free, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. We're going to send you the export, the DVD, and the booklet that goes with it. You can also get it at aclj.org.
It is happening all over the world. Radical Islamic extremists on the move, dedicated to destroying freedom, democracy, our way of life. We face many challenges, but none perhaps more significant than the growing threat of global terrorism. Whether it's in the Middle East, Europe, or right here at home, the threat is real, the danger clear. That's why the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your religious freedoms, here at home and abroad. Our work has never been more important. In order to understand the threat, we need to understand what's behind the radical Islamic extremists. We want to send you our new film, The Export, Radical Islam's Map to End Democracy, a powerful DVD examining the crisis in the Middle East. In addition, we'll also send you a new resource, a new booklet entitled Sharia Law, Radical Islam's Threat to the U.S. Constitution. Two vital resources, both the film and book, free of charge, our gift to you. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. 877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. We want to talk to you on air. Your reaction to two military men gunned down in Frankfurt, Germany, in, on a bus that clearly marked U.S. Armed Forces. These were our troops. They were gunned down. The guy that does it, the perpetrator of this act of terrorism, and that's what I'm calling it, screaming Allah Akbar, also screaming, apparently, jihad. And we're not getting a lot of discussion of this in the media. At the same time in Pakistan, the only Christian in the government, is the minister of the government, that's cabinet level, is gunned down because he's opposing the blasphemy laws. And at the same time, you've got this imam that was going to, although he's now canceled it for today, hold this rally in front of the White House about Sharia law. His name is Imam Chowdhury. Let's listen to soundbite number 5. This is what these people are thinking, folks. Take a listen.
Islam is the fastest growing ideology and religion in the whole of the West, including America and in Europe. In fact, we believe as Muslims one day the Sharia will be implemented everywhere, including in America. I believe as a Muslim the flag of Islam will fly over the White House.
Well, how do you like that? Now, this is coming again from these clerics operating in the United States and around the world, and they keep talking about Sharia law. So when you hear these people saying, well, you know, Sharia law, which is Islamic law, don't worry about it. It's not going to be applied here in the United States. Folks, that's the ultimate goal. Whether it's a mosque at Ground Zero, whether it's the assassination of this leader in Pakistan, the destruction yesterday of two lives, American soldiers, while someone's screaming Allah Akbar, or using lawfare, the legal system to advance the Islamist agenda. Again, I want to educate you on this, folks. We've got a brand new documentary film called The Export. I want it to be in your hands. We're sending it to you absolutely free. We are distributing in the weeks ahead thousands of these. We want you to have it. It's really critical that you have it. It's called The Export, Radical Islam's basically export of Sharia law. And we also have a booklet that goes with it that discusses in detail Sharia law, and it has a chart in it that looks at the U.S. Constitution and Sharia law and shows how radically different they are. So despite these clerics saying, oh, the U.S. Constitution and Sharia law are compliant with each other, nonsense. That's covered, by the way, again, in our movie, The Export. We want you to have it. Here's the number for you to get your free copy, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Also, ACLJ.org. And by the way, folks, we're in that matching challenge. Any amounts donated to the ACLJ right now are doubled. We encourage you to do that. Online or on the phones at 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Jordan, we have offices in operation in Pakistan, so when this situation happened, our team was right on it.
That's right. We have the Center for Law and Justice in Pakistan based in Lahore. Our focus there is the defense of Christian minorities. But I will tell you, folks, we're not even just defending Christians there, but also some Muslims who are being charged with the blasphemy law. And I again point you to the fact that there are Muslims that are getting killed in Pakistan as well, based on speaking out about this law, that even get charged with the blasphemy law, but of course primarily used to eradicate the Christian minority in Pakistan and completely silence them. Shahryar Gill, who oversees our office and operations in Pakistan, is an attorney with the American Center for Law and Justice. Shahryar, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jordan.
First, let's update everyone about the work of the Center for Law and Justice in Pakistan. Primarily, what has the team there been focused on?
Jordan, basically what we are doing there is defending, as you said, defending Christian minorities there. We're involved in a number of cases involving from family issues to criminal cases, and mostly religious freedom issues there involve criminal issues, and not just what we have here in the United States, freedom of speech or freedom of religion as we think or as we experience it in the United States, but religion, freedom of religion or speech involves matters of life and death, as we have seen in the case of Federal Minister for Minorities Affairs, Mr. Shahbaz Bhatti, and the governor 2 months ago, his assassination. We have seen that just speaking against blasphemy or Islamic law is met with death sentence, not only from the courts but vigilante justice. And in fact, it's not even justice. It's simply assassination of people who just claim who speak about these derogatory laws and persecution that is prevalent in Pakistan. And we're involved in a number of cases where people have been Christians have been killed by their employers. Christians have been killed just because they because their neighbor wanted the Christian's land. And in other cases, women, Christian women, have been raped, and we're involved in a number of these issues, and we keep updating our listeners and viewers on our websites as well about those cases we are involved in.
Let me ask you this, Shahryar. What does this mean to the Christian community? We'll talk about this more in the second 30 minutes of JSEC Live, but what does this mean, the death of someone this high profile, the murder, it's claimed to be by the Taliban in Pakistan. What does it mean, one, about how influential now these very radical Islamic groups are in Pakistan, whether you're talking about the Taliban or Al-Qaeda, these elements there, and two, Shahbaz Bhatti, what does it mean for the Christian community to lose him as a leader?
Jordan, first, I think it's very sad for the entire Christian community, but also for even Muslims in Pakistan, because not only Christians, but even Muslims who speak against these laws are not safe. And as you mentioned earlier about the governor's assassination, it shows us how what type of rule of law we have in the country, and if the ministers with high security are not safe in that country, how what should an ordinary man expect from the government and the security situation there?
Well, we'll talk about it more. Shahryar Gill oversees our operations in Pakistan. We have a full staff there, folks, in Lahore, and check out what Shahryar is saying on our website, ACLJ and ECLJ.org, the European Center for Law and Justice. We post frequent updates about our work in Pakistan. You should stay in touch, and I'll keep doing that as well on twitter.com/JordanSecchio. Thanks, Shahryar.
Thank you.
You know, it's interesting, Jordan. You've got this group that was preparing, this Sharia for America group that was going to have this event in front of the White House today, and they're saying that they take lessons from the Muslim brothers and sisters in North Africa and the Middle East and rise up to implement Sharia in America. This is exactly what they want to do here. I mean, there's no doubt that the agenda is much broader. So I want to encourage you folks to make a very bold stand. And number one, if you want to talk to us on air, how do you feel about two of your American soldiers being killed and the guy screaming Allah Akbar and nobody really talking about it? 800-684-3110 is the number. That's 1-800-684-3110. The same time in Gaza, they're now saying, oh, we're not going to teach about the Holocaust in the UN-approved curriculum. And we've got the situation in Pakistan where the Minister of Minority Affairs assassinated again by Islamists because he's a Christian opposed to the blasphemy laws. This tells you the nature of the global fight we're engaged in.
And I don't want you to be distracted, folks, as well, by people like this Imam Chowdhury and from London who sound extreme and everyone can point to on both sides of the aisle as crazy. Remember Imam Rauf? Well, he's back and he's talking about these hearings that will happen next week on radical Islam, how that's been changed, what's happening within Islam in America. Congressman King, Pete King from New York's already had to postpone those an extra day from March 9th to March 10th. He was talking yesterday, the Washington Post on video, and you could see this online, and he again compares the Constitution to Sharia law. But he doesn't remind you that that those same Bill of Rights and all of those great freedoms don't apply if you're a non-Muslim. They don't apply if you happen to be a woman. And they don't apply if you don't believe the exact same version of Islam that the ruling political party intends to carry out throughout the country. So they leave out. So whether it's the crazy leaders like the one in London who wanted to have the protest at the White House today, or people like Imam Rauf that the media continues to call moderate, the threat of Sharia law is real. Look at their own documents that they write for the United States. Imam Rauf wrote that he thinks it's totally constitutional and complies with the separation of church and state to have Islamic law jurists in the federal judiciary determining how Sharia-compliant decisions are, how Sharia-compliant laws of the United States are, and he has said that the United States must give more power, more judicial power to religious communities to decide for their own when it comes to personal matters and family matters. And that's how everything takes a hold. It always starts with family law, inheritance, and those matters.
Well, folks, I want to hear from you on this. How do you feel about the Sharia law application in your country, our country? And how do you feel about two of our men in military gunned down in broad daylight in Frankfurt, Germany, with someone screaming Allah Akbar? You think we're in a war of terror? I wish the president would call it that. 800-684-3110 is the number. That's 1-800-684-3110. Now, folks, we're part of our job here is to educate you on the issues that are coming up. And the issue that's coming up right now is this whole issue of Sharia law and what it means. I want to encourage you to get our free film, our full-length feature film called The Export. We want to send that to you. It talks about radical Islam's impact on not only the West, but around the globe. Oliver North, John Ashcroft, John Bolton, just a few of the unbelievable guests that we have on this DVD. We also have a booklet that goes with it that discusses Sharia law and its radical attempt to undercut and undermine our U.S. Constitution. We're going to send both of those to you free. Here's the number if you want to get it. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. And we're going to send you a copy of this DVD and the booklet that goes with it. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Again, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. And we're going to send you The Export.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
It is happening all over the world. Radical Islamic extremists on the move, dedicated to destroying freedom, democracy, our way of life. We face many challenges, but none perhaps more significant than the growing threat of global terrorism. Whether it's in the Middle East, Europe, or right here at home, the threat is real, the danger clear. That's why the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your religious freedoms here at home and abroad. Our work has never been more important.
In order to understand the threat, we need to understand what's behind the radical Islamic extremists. We want to send you our new film, The Export, Radical Islam's Map to End Democracy, a powerful DVD examining the crisis in the Middle East. In addition, we'll also send you a new resource, a new booklet entitled Sharia Law, Radical Islam's Threat to the U.S. Constitution. Two vital resources, both the film and book, free of charge, our gift to you. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
You know, I'm going to play for you a soundbite here, folks, and welcome back to the broadcast. You know, listen to this conversation between Elliot Spitzer, who, by the way, I do not like the program, but I like this question. But this is, again, with this Imam Chaudhry. This is soundbite number 7. This is the imam that wanted to have the protest in front of the White House. And this shows you the nature of what we're really dealing with here, folks. Take a listen to this exchange.
Do you maintain that the attacks in New York on 9/11 were both morally justified and compelled by your religious beliefs?
Well, I believe that is an Islamic viewpoint justified according to the people who carried out that operation. I may not share the same Islamic viewpoint, but I believe that they can justify that according to the divine text.
Do you Mr. Chaudhry, do you share the view that that is morally justified?
I share the view that our action must be based upon the Quran and the teachings of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is an Islamic opinion. I cannot deny that.
You know, Jordan, we're dealing with this all over the world. You just came back from the southern Sudan. I mean, we're dealing with this all over the world, this rising Sharia, this rising Islamist revolution. We're seeing it on TV in throughout the world. There are now reports that most of these rebellions are being really sponsored by, although the people on the streets, I don't really know that, they know this, by Al-Qaeda, by Iran, that they're the ones that are engaged in this. We have got to realize that we've got a real fight to maintain freedom here, that this is a really valiant and violent, valiant because they're going forward like this is their cause. You heard what he said. Oh, this is part of our beliefs. And violent because look what they did to the two soldiers in broad daylight in Germany. I mean, this is the nature of what we've got.
And we may see some of these people as crazier outside the mainstream, but all it takes is to inspire that one shooter who has access to the airport in Frankfurt who can pull a gun out on the U.S. soldiers in a Western place in an airport I've been to a lot of times. Dad, I know you've traveled through a lot of times. That just looks like any other airport that you travel throughout the world. Very safe, very secure, though it seems. And then inside the airport, employee pulls out a gun, starts shouting Allah Akbar, maybe even Jihad, Jihad, and killing U.S. soldiers. And it took hours. It was really until early this morning that I saw the news finally saying that this was inspired by terrorism. For a long time, they wouldn't even say that he was a Muslim. Then when they said he was a Muslim, they said, well, we don't exactly know his motive. This is while the same news site saying that he was shouting, Allah Akbar, God is great, while firing on U.S. troops. So the political correctness, the fact that we don't immediately respond and say this is terrorism, another example of Islamic terrorism throughout the world, and you wonder why places like France are looking at banning the burqa, why David Cameron in the UK, the prime minister there, is deriding multiculturalism in his speeches. Why is it happening? Because Europe is waking up even more so than the United States to what it means to have radical Islam on your soil.
No doubt about that, folks. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. And again, let me encourage you to get educated on this issue. We've got The Export. It's our brand new full-length feature film. We're a couple of weeks from getting it to you. This is something you want to be on the list to get immediately. This is the definitive movie of the application of Sharia law around the globe with unbelievable experts, including John Bolton, John Ashcroft, Oliver North, tremendous, Dory Gold from Israel, the head of Mossad. I mean, it's a shot on location around the world, including New York. From New York to Jerusalem is where this is shot. So you're going to have tremendous footage. You're going to have a real education or something everybody should have in their library. It is a great, great DVD with a booklet that goes with it on Sharia law and what it means. We're going to send it to you free, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or aclj.org. And we've got, by the way, we commissioned a song that was done by the former lead singer of Petra, John Schlitt. called The Cross Remains, which gives you some hope in all of this when you read the Sharia law. So we want you to understand that there's hope in this, but we want you to have this DVD that has the song on it as well. 877-989-2255 is the number. That's 877-989-2255. We'll send that to you right away. Let's go right to our phones.
Mike's calling from California on line 6. Mike, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Mike.
You ask me how I feel about this. I'm going to make a pretty bold statement. The thought of Sharia law being implemented in the United States is absolutely disgusting to me. And anyone who wants to live under Sharia law can gladly pack their bags and move to Pakistan.
Yeah, well, and you know, and of course, sir, you're right. And we wish it wasn't applied in Pakistan as it is, because we're seeing firsthand what's happening there. But I hope people understand, Mike, I hope people understand what is at stake for our freedoms and liberty, because I think at the end of the day, this is perhaps the greatest threat facing America as we know it. It will not be the America that we know it. Radical Islam is the threat to Western civilization and to world stability, and we should not be hiding the fact about that. And Jordan's absolutely right. The idea that it took until about 2 o'clock this morning for people to start really saying, and the news starts saying, well, maybe this guy had terrorist affiliations, and now it's reported he screamed Allah Akbar, which is God is great, which is what a lot of these radicals have been screaming as they do these acts of devastation and destruction, took hours because of political correctness. We don't need to be politically correct on this.
No, we do not need to be politically correct on this, and we need to just be honest about the enemy that we're facing. And the enemy that we're facing is inspired by Islam. It is intrinsically linked to Islam. There is not an international terrorism movement without Islam. Those U.S. soldiers would not be dead in Germany without Islam inspiring the attack. This is something we have to get honest about saying at home in the United States of America. And let's look to the examples of Europe. Let's look to England. Let's look to France. Let's look to Germany. We don't want to be in the situation their leaders are in now, where they're having to figure out how to rearrange their society because they allowed groups to come in, never really coalesced with the public, and so they've set up their own groups, they've set up their own legal system, everything, and now they're inspiring terrorism, and no one knows where to start because it was allowed in the name of tolerance. We don't have to tolerate hatred. We don't have to tolerate violence. We don't have to tolerate terrorism. And we want you to be educated on this subject. That's the key here. If you're not educated on it, the left will have a field day with you. So you better get educated on Sharia law and the Constitution, on what this threat is. Listen to the leaders. Listen to the top thinkers in the United States of America. You get the document and you'll get the DVD absolutely free if you call right now, 877-989-2255. Don't be afraid to say it. Islam inextricably linked to terrorism. There would right. not be dead U.S. soldiers in Germany today, no caskets, if it wasn't for Islam's role in inspiring terrorism. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Let me also say that coming up, we've got a member of Congress coming on that's going to talk with us about the what we expect to happen tomorrow on the Defense of Marriage Act defense. We're expecting some good news there. We appreciate everybody's response there. That was very successful. Also, we're going to have a more in-depth conversation with Shahari Argil, who, of course, heads up our operations in Pakistan, and he'll give you an update and information there. As we've seen, the assassination of a Christian leader in Pakistan, a member of the government, two American soldiers killed in Germany with screaming of Allah Akbar, both of these inspired by Islamic radicals and the media afraid to call it like they see it, and that is exactly what it is. We're going to educate you on this issue, folks. Go to your phones right now. Everybody that's listening to us needs the DVD. The export. This is Radical Islam's attempt to influence worldwide domination, and also the booklet that goes with it on Sharia law and the U.S. Constitution. Here's the number, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org and sign up for it online. And by the way, when you go to ACLJ.org, make that online donation. It's doubled this week. Again, 877-989-2255. 2255, and we're going to send you the export and the booklet that goes with it. Back with more in a moment.
We want to send you our new film, The Export, Radical Islam's Map to End Democracy. In addition, we'll also send you a new resource, a new booklet entitled Sharia Law, Radical Islam's Threat to the U.S. Constitution. Two vital resources, both the film and book, free of charge, our gift to you. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. J. Sekulow Live is paid for by the American Center for Law and Justice.